Nothing on this earth is annihilated, but only changes its haunts? And that animals also have cycles of progress? And, so to speak, an orbit for their souls? No less than the heavenly bodies, which revolve in fixed circuits? Great men have put faith in this idea. Therefore, while holding to your own view, keep the whole question in abeyance in your mind. If the theory is true, it is a mark of purity to refrain from eating flesh. If it be false, it is economy. And what harm does it do to you to give such credence? I am merely depriving you of food which sustains lions and vultures. I was imbued with this teaching, and began to abstain from animal food. At the end of a year, the habit was as pleasant as it was easy. I was beginning to feel that my mind was more active, though I would not today positively state whether it really was or not. Do you ask how I came to abandon the practice? It was this way. The days of my youth coincided with the early part of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Some foreign rites were at that time being inaugurated, and abstinence from certain kinds of animal food was set down as a proof of interest in the strange cult. So, at the request of my father, who did not fear prosecution, but who detested philosophy, I returned to my previous habits, and it was no very hard matter to induce me to dine more comfortably. Attalus used to recommend a pillow which did not give in to the body, and now, old as I am, I use one so hard that it leaves no trace after pressure. I have mentioned all this in order to show you how zealous neophytes are with regard to their first impulses towards the highest ideals, provided that someone does his part in exhorting them and in kindling their ardor. There are indeed mistakes made through the fault of our advisers, who teach us how to debate and not how to live. There are also mistakes made by the pupils, who come to their teachers to develop not their souls, but their wits. Thus, the study of wisdom has become the study of words. Now, it makes a great deal of difference what you have in mind when you approach a given subject. If a man is to be a scholar and is examining the works of Virgil, he does not interpret the noble passage, "Time flies away and cannot be restored," in the following sense: "We must wake up. Unless we hasten, we shall be left behind. Time rolls swiftly ahead and rolls us with it. We are hurried along, ignorant of our destiny. We arrange all our plans for the future, and on the edge of a precipice are at our ease." Instead of this, he brings to our attention how often Virgil, in speaking of the rapidity of time, uses the word flies, or fugit. "The choicest days of hapless human life fly first. Disease and bitter eld succeed, and toil, till harsh death rudely snatches all. He who considers these lines in the spirit of a philosopher comments on the words in their proper sense. Virgil never says time goes, but time flies, because the latter is the quickest kind of movement, and in every case our best days are the first to be snatched away. Why then do we hesitate to bestir ourselves so that we may be able to keep pace with this swiftest of all swift things? The good flies past, and the bad takes its place. Just as the purest wine flows from the top of the jar, and the thickest dregs settle at the bottom. So in our human life, that which is best comes first. Shall we allow other men to quaff the best and keep the dregs for ourselves? Let this phrase cleave to your soul. You should be satisfied thereby as if it were uttered by an oracle. Each choicest day of hapless human life flies first. Why choicest day? Because in our youth we are able to learn. We can bend to nobler purposes minds that are ready and still pliable. Because this is the time for work, the time for keeping our minds busy in study and in exercising our bodies with useful effort. For that which remains is more sluggish and lacking in spirit nearer the end. Let us therefore strive with all courage, omitting attractions by the way. Let us struggle with a single purpose, lest, when we are left behind, we comprehend too late the speed of quick